This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's some days, Lee, I can't wait to get in here because I want to ask the audience something.
Yeah.
Our text line's almost as cool as Google.
Yeah.
But a lot more honest.
This is true.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I want to ask people. Are you a hiring manager? Are you an HR? Do you see the hiring process in any way? Maybe you're just a manager. Have you seen this? Because I see this. This made big news yesterday. I see surveys like this. I'm like, that can't be. This has got to be an urban legend. It's a survey by Resume Templates. I don't know who they are, but they paid for it. Of Gen Z adults. 77% admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview. What? I mean, wait, when I was... 22 or, 18, 25, whatever. If my mom was like, oh, I'll go with you, I'd be like, no. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to pull up with her in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because someone might see my mom in the car in the parking lot and think that was weird. Like, can I drive myself? 53% said their parents spoke with a hiring manager on their behalf. Now, I will tell you, my oldest, if you are looking for someone to work for you, is incredibly dependable. She pretty much does all the chores in the house without asking. So, if you were looking for somebody for a highly paid job, say for a 17-year-old, you might want to call me. But no, other than that, I would totally object to this.
Yes.
Her brothers need a little work.
Oh, boy.
I love them. They're still asleep. Okay, so we'll straighten them out. 73% of parents helped complete work assignments?
Oh, please.
What? Is this real?
My parents never even helped me with school homework. Let alone work stuff. No. Good grief.
I do help with homework sometimes.
Yeah,
usually when they ask and they're really good about it, but they don't ask me a ton. 45% regularly have a parent talk to their current manager. If I was a manager somewhere and a parent called me, that would get me hot under the collar. Yeah. I would be so annoyed. I'd have trouble completing the conversation.
Yes.
Is this real? Would you text me? I mean, what the heck? Give me a call. I got to know. 800-905-0989. We normally never open the phones at this time, but I got to know. Are you seeing this or is this exaggerated? Is this something you saw like once in the last year? But 77%? Really? How is that possible? And I put the blame here on the parents. The answer should be no. If one of my kids asked me this, my husband would bust out laugh. They wouldn't even ask him.
I can tell you this. I've never had a parent. I mean, in the managerial situations.
Yeah, because you're a manager.
I've never had a parent come to an interview. I did have one time where I had to fire a part-time person because they wouldn't come to work when there was light snow. And they were supposed to work a sports broadcast that was supposed to air, and I had to go in and do it. And the mother called me and was complaining and said that I was, you know, that was, you know, too much to be expected for what they were being paid. And I'm like, that's the job.
Yeah, we're in media. Our job's to tell people about the snow.
Yeah.
You know that when you take the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, I work at a grocery store. I haven't seen a parent at an interview, but I know many parents call our managers about their kids. Okay. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Yes, Tara, I've had parents show up and want to sit in the interview with the applicant. And yes, I've had parents get applications and apply for them.
Oh, good grief.
Okay. Texter writes, helicopter parents, low T soy boys, and bike helmet generation. Texter writes, I'm a manager and we use temps from time to time, and I've never seen any of what you have mentioned so far. So I thought this must be a little exaggerated.
Well, it's probably an online survey, which is not a scientific sample, but you know.
Yeah. All right, now here's another one. I see it a lot. Parents call for their children all the time, and yes, it makes me hot under the collar. Another texter writes, Tara, I am a manager. If somebody's parents spoke to me on the child's behalf, they would ensure that that kid did not get hired. Yeah, because you know what? If I saw parents or I'm getting a call from parents at the beginning, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to deal with you, right? And your parents? I don't want to, I mean, trice the drama as a manager?
Oh, I think it's exponentially more, not just double.
That's too much of a headache. And you know what? I would just tell the employee, look, I'm not calling your mom back. I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You guys got to deal with this at home.
Yeah.
Jeez. Texter writes, that says a lot about, it's not Gen X, it's Gen Z. Okay, now, Fox News had Emily Sturge on, and she is a reporter for Campus Reform, and she was trying to explain this, okay? She's Gen Z. This is interesting. Listen to what she said.
Gen Zers are still living at home with their parents due to things like high housing costs. And a 2023 poll actually revealed that 45% of 18 to 29-year-olds are still living at home. That's a level we haven't seen in this country since the Great Depression. So when you have parents helping you out with chores, making the financial decisions, actually handling all the decision-making, it's not too shocking that when Gen Zers leave the home and go into the workplace, they expect some of that same treatment. And that's why we see so many Gen Zers still depending on parents, even when they're in the workplace.
Okay, but are parents somewhat to blame for not letting their kids fail?
That's the question. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, Texter writes, my dad put in a good word to my supervisor for my job. Okay, I need more details there. Like, the only way I could see that making any sense is like, say maybe it's a construction site that dad works on too, yeah, and he knows the supervisor.
Right, yeah. If you had some type of previous relationship there, yeah, I can understand that. That's not a problem. That's called networking now.
So.
Yeah, no, and I saw that when I was a secretary. I worked at a very large construction site for Shellco in Charlotte, and they built like big industrial buildings and stuff like that. And yeah, you would see dads whose sons, he's a bricklayer, his son's also a bricklayer, and he'd be like, hey, do you need somebody else on the crew? My son's great. I didn't think anything weird about that because we already had the relationship. You know, but I mean, if I don't know you and you're a manager, that's really weird.
See, I had a sort of a weird situation when I was a teenager. I worked for my dad, who was a manager at a textile mill. And I worked outside in opening cotton and dealing with cotton and all this other stuff at a mill in Anderson County, and worked for him because part of his job was supervising the laborers out there. And then, of course, got home and worked on the farm. So I had it both at home and at work. So
that's I worked for my dad too. My dad had a business and he was a wedding photographer. And that was back when you had to carry those 15-pound cameras, like the professional ones. Mm-hmm. And you had to really herd these people because they didn't understand we were under time constraints. And it was a very, very stressful job.
There was
a
thing called film.
Yeah, no, I did staging because you had to go find everyone, make sure they got to the altar, make sure they were in the right place. You had to manage mom and dad or divorce, the two sides.
Imagine that, Tara telling people at a young age where to go.
Yeah, I know. Who would have seen it coming? But yeah, and what to do. But it taught me a lot because I started doing that at 14 and it really taught me a lot about managing, like how to be tactful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And how, how to help my dad. And so we worked together for years and we really bonded. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I missed those years. Yeah. It was really cool. And he paid me well. I was making $12 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, which was a lot for then. And that really gave me the nest egg that carried me in my 20s and helped me move out of the house. So it worked great. Texture writes, is it even legal for a manager to speak to someone other than the employee about job-related information? I don't know. I don't think it is, actually, now that you say that. Texture writes, my sister worked at Publix in Ingalls and rode her bike during ice storms.
There you go.
Actually, she pushed it.
Yeah.
That's up a hill, right? Yeah. Both ways. Yes. I thought of getting her tire chains. Never found any. Texture writes, Tara, we called parents like you're describing snowplow moms. They not only hover, they knock you out of the way to shovel the path for the child. Oh, Texter writes, I was conducting interviews a while back. An applicant showed up with her mom. The mom actually walked into the conference room with her for the interview. Most awkward interview ever. Did you hire her? Have you hired any of these people who had, the parental interference? Here's the other thing. My parents would have, if I asked them to come, they would have been like, what?
Yeah.
No. And it would have been gentle, but, they would have been like, nah, because my parents were sweet people. But, no, uh-uh. Weird. Texture rates. Cost of living is so ridiculous that even if you make $60,000 a year, not a terrible salary, then you can hardly afford to buy a house. Yeah, that is the real estate was Biden-flated, and that is why people are still living at home to some extent. People who have jobs,
and so are the interest rates now.
Yeah, they're a mess. All right, I'm getting great responses on this. Going to read some more on the other side. Are you a hiring manager or a manager? Do you hear from mom or dad? How do you handle that? And is this the norm now? Because they're saying 45% of these managers are hearing from mom and dad. For Gen Z?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.